Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What he's done has been kind of historic in a lot of ways. You know, then the backstory is just awesome. Just kind of what he went through last year and the circus that surrounded him, the circus of negativity that surrounded him, and to see him kind of fight through it and even going to spring training and get hurt in spring training, you know, be late to the season. He goes to Boston, you know, has a great outing and then gets sent back to the minor leagues. That wasn't a rehab stint. That was a you're not ready to be here yet. Trip to the minor league, so and then to come out on the other end that he has, just a great story.
That's Tony Mancelino on the most valuable Oreo, Trevor Rogers. He wins over Gunnar Henderson. Rogers was 9-2 with a 1.35 earned run average in 17 starts, 106 2/3 innings. So please stop telling me that it's a small sample size. 100 strikeouts to only 26 walks. His WHIP. WHIP was 0.872.
Really?
That's good.
I knew it was WHIP. I knew it was the ERA.
It was WHIP. I don't know what his UL was. Strikeouts for 9 innings, 8.4. 3.85 strikeouts for every walk that he has.
So this whole thing is...
I'm going to need that right here.
Yeah, when we talked about this earlier in the year, and basically all I was trying to say is let this thing play out.
No, that was said last year.
Yeah.
Let it play out. After the trade.
Even this year when Kyle Stowers got hot. Look, people were killing me because of the take. And it's the revisionist memory that people have where they go back and go, well, we should have traded Kierstead. Yeah, if they'd have known this had gone on with him, maybe they would have. But you didn't know that ahead of time, and he was a higher prospect. And the fact that you gave up these two guys to go get a left-handed starter that had years of control, it made perfect sense where they did. People were just upset it wasn't the big splash. And now, Trevor Rogers turns the corner, and we're seeing what he's done. And again, I've asked the question, is this repeatable? We'll find out next year. But where are the people at? Where are all you guys at that just sat here and bitched and bitched and bitched about Stowers? Oh, my God, he's going to be the MVP, and look at this. Oh, I can't believe they made the trade. Elias sucks. And we sat here and said, just wait it out. And what happened? Is it all the people?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
He's only 27 years old. He'll be 28. In November. So his next season is going to be 28. He's still the young pitcher, man.
They traded two guys that were blocked here. Blocked.
Look, if they weren't, it's worth it. if they were going to start here, if he turns out to be what he looks like, because pitchers are worth more than position players. Thank you.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. He's a left.
Left-handed
pitcher, no less.
If I'd known Kyle Stowers, Ed, was going to be a perennial 30 home run hitter, and you tell me Trevor Rogers is going to be a frontline starter, front of the rotation starter, I would say, okay, I'm still going to make the trade.
I wouldn't even think. I'd be Dan Campbell in 4th and 17, going for it. Trevor Rogers.
Do you realize how much of a home run that trade is?
Well, both teams.
Yeah, like the Marlins got two young players that weren't going to play here, and they get opportunities there. It's better for them. The same thing with Joey Ortiz when he went to Milwaukee. How many times did we have people saying in the beginning, remember Ortiz had a hot April or whatever, like, I can't believe we traded that guy. You can't? For Corbin Burns, you really can't? I mean, I'm like, honestly, I get tired of arguing with the new baseball fans that we have now that just don't get it. Everything's this knee-jerk reaction. This isn't football. You got 162 games to go through.
It's funny you said that. I was talking to somebody, and they were asking me, did I hear what Marlon Humphrey said? When Marlon Humphrey said, well, we're just not very good right now. And I said, you know what? If I heard Aaron Boone say that probably half dozen times about the Yankees. We're not very good right now because they weren't for that 10-game stretch. The difference is when you say it in football, it resonates so much because now you still got a week before you play that next game. And so people bring that mindset into baseball where everything is huge, but it's not. It's just one day.
Yep.
One out of 162. It's not, everything is not earth shattering like it is in the National Football League. So you want that splash trade, but you forget you're not winning without pitching. When the Orioles were losing games, not scoring a lot of runs, I remember saying to Jim Ballmer, I said, yeah, but you know, it's hard for me to blame the pitchers because they're not getting any runs. He said, Robert Hall is always pitching. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, just because you finished the last four or five innings not giving up runs, you can't give up four in the first.
Yeah.
Because now you put hitters behind the eight ball. When you do that, you got to start off strong and let your offense get out in front of you. But you can't make your offense chase you. And he defended the offense. He was, no, it's, you can't make the offense chase runs. You have to let the offense get out in front of you.
I think there's some fairness in that, but I also believe, too, like when we're talking about it, if you just look at the Orioles, and not everyone for that matter, they struggled down the stretch hitting last year.
Yeah.
And they got worse this year.
Yeah, they did.
You know, they regressed. And
Changes have to be made.
Yeah. And again, like that's why I said it. Sometimes it's difficult when you look at your team and you're like, oh, I like third base. I like shortstop. I like second. I like these guys at first. I want to see this young guy. Mm-hmm. We got two catchers. Let's go to the outfield. You got Tyler O'Neill coming back. Maybe you don't want him coming back, but he's here because he ain't opting out. And then you go look at the other side. You got a rookie left fielder or however you want to work it, and Colton Cowser in center. It's like, okay, well, where do you get better?
We talked about getting better at first base. Let me present this to you, Ed. Because I like Alex Jackson. I like Alex Jackson. I like him a lot. What if Samuel Basayo is your answer at first base and Adley and Alex Jackson for now are your answers behind the plate?
So what are you doing with Mayo? You trading him?
You need pitching.
I'm not arguing. Like, again, this is the point now where
Would either one of you guys be okay with Samuel Basayo being your answer at first base?
I just want the guy's bat in the lineup as much as we can get it. So, again, if it's DH catching, I'm fine with that.
So who would you package? Mountcastle and...
Well, I mean, that's the problem is, like, I think one of those guys is still going to be here and probably platooning because I think Basayo's going to play. He's going to be behind the plate. He's going to be at first base. He's going to DH next year. I think you're going to see a little bit of all of it unless they change their mind in the offseason. If you're talking about, like, hey, this is our first baseman now. We're moving forward. But I have a hard time believing they're just going to give up on him catching immediately. He eventually has to move there. And we've said the same thing about Adley. You want to keep that bat in the lineup as much as you can. Yeah. And you look at like what Cal Raleigh's done this year behind the plate and DHing, like that's pretty amazing. You don't have too many guys like that or like Sal Perez that catches 163 games
that's
in 162 seasons.
Yeah. Well, the great thing about Basayo is locked up.
So yeah. Oh. And he's young.
He's young.
He's young.
And he's locked up for a long, long time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.